Asian Pacific American Heritage Month is coming up in May, which means it's almost time for San Francisco's CAMFest, the nation's largest Asian and Asian American showcase for music, food, film, and digital media. But, of course, it won't be operating as usual. To learn more about how it's meeting the moment during the pandemic, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mishashi Nuwano, the Festival and Exhibitions Director of the Center for Asian American Media. Mishashi, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mishashi, how will you be adapting this year's events for shelter in place?
Yeah, well, you know, we're doing our best to provide what we would normally do at our festival in the comfort of people's houses. You know, as you mentioned, our festival is unique. We have live music, we have food programs, film screenings, and for us, we took the essence of all of that and kind of put it into the kind of home situation. So we're doing online screenings. We're going to have some live music performances, food demos. You know, at CAMFest, it's really important for Asian American filmmakers to come together, to network, to learn from each other. So we also have a network opportunity kind of summit going on through the month of May as well.
Mishashi, why did you feel that it was important for the festival to continue on, to carry on with everything that's happening as opposed to just canceling it?
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we are planning to do an in-person festival in the fall. We're hoping we'll be in a better state there. But for us, you know, before all of this happened, our festival was already confirmed. So I already had over 100 films. I know there's a lot of inspirational films out there and a lot of filmmakers eager to have their films out in the world. So for us, it was really important to do our best to create that platform for filmmakers, for all the subjects in these films, to have their opportunity to have their story be told. So that's why we're doing it. And we're hoping, if anything, people will be inspired, maybe get a break from their normal lives to check out some of these powerful films.
What would you say if there was an overriding message or theme that you'd like to be carried out for audiences to take away from the festival?
First off, local communities is really important. Over 70% of our program in May celebrate local stories. That includes local filmmakers, but also stories about local restaurants, stores, entrepreneurs. We want to make sure that we remember all of the talent and all of the amazing people we have here in the Bay Area. Secondly, it is an election year. There's a lot going on in politics. We have some very powerful films about Asian Americans in political positions who are activists, who are really standing up in these hard times to make change. So for us, we're hoping that through our festival, people can learn more about all of these significant people and our local communities. And thank you.
Mishashi, thanks so much for joining us. That was Mishashi Nuwano, the Festival Director of the Center for Asian American Media.